go anywhere and you don't find work. You go any place and you don't have any place to stay. Particularly those who are thrown into the foreign countries from India, they are really tested. India's life is beautiful. You know? Maybe the income was less, but it was very nice. It was very peaceful. But as soon as you are thrown into this entanglement of the modes of material nature, then you get again a whirlpool. What happens is that the river current is there. The current flows, and there are waves in the current. But it doesn't matter, you know, it goes on. But as soon as there is a stone in between, it creates a whirlpool. And even a best swimmer, if he's entangled into the whirlpool, he can't come out. This is our position. That waves are quite, maybe a bit better than the whirlpools. But we are forced to be entangled into the whirlpool. Father is patting your... He knows you, he says. Our Krishna is a real American man. He was very at ease in America. Really, if he would have, if it would have been his choice, he would have remained there. He said, this is my country. Why should I go to a foreign country? These boys, they're very good, really. We must congratulate you. Please cultivate them like this way, and they'll be a nice citizen. And we have to come out of these boards always. If you cannot come, then you just please open any book written by Prabhupada, and Prabhupada will drag you out of these lower modes. And you will be definitely in the mode of goodness, and then purified, and then no modes. That region we want to approach. Please. Try hard with this and it'll be all right. Jai Shri Prabhupada ki.